This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I should have plugged the last 2 hours. Doug Hadwell's coming on. Anthony Weiner may get slapped with child pornography charges. You heard that here first from our NYPD sources. Then I talked to Hagman. He had other sources. Off air, he gave me the sources. They were separate from mine. And it just gets worse from there. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued, statewide human trafficking operation. I mean, this is going on all over, folks. This is big. That's coming up. And it makes me so angry. They're trying to implode the economy right now to stop Trump and admitting they're doing it. I mean, it's like at a certain point, Bloomberg and Soros and these globalists and the Rockefellers and all the rest of them just need to stop it. Trump's going to let you keep all your stolen wealth. Just stop trying to make us poor, man. You're super uncool. You're super uncool. People like that. I'm a very long shelf life, in my humble opinion. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. We're getting sick of you thinking you're above the law. Let's go ahead and go to Judy in Florida. You're on the air, Judy. What do you make of, I thought Trump worked for Goldman Sachs. They didn't give him any money. They gave all the money to Hillary. And now they're openly trying to plunge the stock market to stop him. I thought he worked for Goldman Sachs.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, anything is going to be said by any globalist talking head, including a Paul Ryan, that's they're going to find ways of breaking the confidence of the American people. And, of course, Goldman Sachs is going to be one to say, yeah, go on ahead and sell off your stocks. You know, it's good for you to do. And you know, Trump's a loser. He's killing the economy. I mean, it's pretty ridiculous.
And so that's the bad guys trying to wreck the economy like we're stupid. They admit they're trying to wreck it to stop Trump. As if they won't get the blame, they think Trump will get the blame. But see, they're talking to their constituents that are stupid. So what should we do about this?
Well, hopefully Trump's going to be able to stay alive and be in office long enough that the only thing that I agreed with the LaRouche Political Action Committee gets re-implemented, and that's Glass-Steagall.
There's one more thing I forgot to mention he's trying to do right now. It's like he's doing so much good, I can't even think of it all. There's so much. Because every time I think I've thought of it all, there's one more.
There is something else that I wanted to bring up to you that is of extreme importance to me, and I think it would be an excellent guest for you. This is a gentleman that grew up in Egypt. He's a Baptist Christian, and his father was too. He preached a lot, and he got, of course, persecuted because of it. But he was also taught on a compulsory level the Quran and Sharia. And he has written a book. I've seen this gentleman in person 3 times now. He's written a book called The Generous Quran, which is a literal translation of the Arabic into English with footnotes. And this guy is an extraordinary wealth of knowledge about the Quran, and people need to understand that.
What's his name? We'll look into getting him on.
Usama Dakdok. Usama Dakdok. Dakdok. You need to have him on your show.
Actually, I've had other people contact me. I don't even know who these people are. They're like text messaging my phone. They got my number saying I should have him on. So I will definitely look into it. He comes recommended by other folks as well, not just people battling to get my phone number. So I will look into it. God bless you, and I appreciate your call. But, I mean, just in closing, I hate to fawn over Trump, but I really find no fault at this point, which is head spinning. I appreciate your call. We're going to come back and go to Kevin and Kimberly and Chris and Donald, and I'll get to others with Hagman. I feel like I could broadcast for like 10 hours today. But I'm just so frustrated because it's like, it's so horrible. Globalism is so evil. They admit it's evil. And I don't even hate these idiots that are out there burning stuff and attacking women. I feel sorry for them because They're so stupid. I mean, they don't know anything. They can't even talk. But they have a spirit of evil, don't they? It just makes me so sad. All Trump's trying to do is help them.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against? Revelation, the movie, .info.
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Coming to you from the former United States of America, deep in the heart of Texas, it's Alex Jones.
I hear people talking bad about the way we have to live here in this country. Harping on wars we fight and griping about the way things ought to be. And I don't mind them switching sides and standing up for things they believe in. When they're running down my country, man, they're walking on the fighting side of me.
Yeah, they're walking.
Yeah, walking on the fighting side.
We've got Trump ongoing giving a speech at a Florida Air Force base right now. We'll have some excerpts of that coming up when David Knight hosts the fourth hour today. He's got a lot more to cover as well. Doug Hagman will be with us here in about 6-7 minutes. In fact, he's ready right now. We're going to him in just a moment. But I promise to get to these callers. So we're going to run through as quickly as I can. I don't like having to cover pedophilia, but this is what the elites are into, and it keeps coming out. And in history, it keeps coming out. So there's just something in a certain percentage of twisted people's minds that want power so they can abuse children, or is it they want power and they like to abuse children? That's the criminology. And he's a criminologist, advises FBI, state police, local police. It was Doug Hagman. I mean, I had sources saying that there was a child porn investigation on Wiener, And then Hagman came out and had his sources that even more. He was even showing us the redacted photos that weren't pornographic that went along with it on air. And then Eric Prince of XZ and all the other names of his contractor group came out and said, I have high-level law enforcement saying that this Pizzagate thing's real. Now, he called it the emails. They created Pizzagate in that term to get us focused onto that as a red herring, and I guess got, it's David Brock's boyfriend or whatever. I'm speculating, as to why they picked that place where the Democrats hang out to be the victim, to be the straw man, like a mother bird, acting like her wings broken so you don't get too close to the nest. And I'm not saying Brock or his boyfriend or anybody's involved in all this. It's just it gets too weird now that Wiener is set to be indicted reportedly for child porn. And, when I heard that was confirmed last week, I went, oh, that's horrible. I wish I was wrong. I wish NYPD was wrong. Oh, I wish, they were just putting kids in the hot tub for entertainment, whatever entertainment is. Or I wish that Obama really was buying $65,000 worth of hot dogs. And I really wish spirit cooking, wasn't an Aleister Crowley ritual. But you know what, folks? It is. I don't know how deep the rabbit hole goes, okay? All these weirdos wanting to be shocking or whatever. I just hope it's like Halloween costumes gone wrong. It's not. Now, the question is, how deep should it go? We'll talk to Hagman. And again, people ask, well, why'd you drop it? I didn't drop it, ladies and gentlemen. They were producing fake news pieces every day, okay, where they said I was saying that women like Hillary were torturing children to death in the bottom of a pizza place in D.C. I never said that. They were editing audio together, and Megyn Kelly was airing it. And at that point, anything I said, they were taking out of context. So I know when to pull back, not out of fear, but waiting for more to come out and waiting for Trump to be able to get in. Because the word was, let Trump get in, and then the stuff's going to start happening. Well, you know what? Anthony Weiner may get slapped with child pornography charges. New York Post, especially the mouth of Trump right there. 474 arrested, 28 sexually exploited children rescued during statewide human trafficking operation just last week. That's L.A. News. Los Angeles Police Department, County Sheriff. And just arrest all over the country. They arrested a bunch of guys in Pennsylvania raping kids reportedly in teddy bear outfits. I mean, you can't make this stuff up, okay? And so we're going to cover it with Hagman here in just a minute. Because the word is, Trump's put the word out to law enforcement, we're going to back you when you have these people. And we've seen Pence come out and speak out against it. He's gone to the pro-life events. They sent the signal to the military that there's no limits. Going after these people, the gloves are off. And that's why Hillary and all of them are fighting for their lives and being so aggressive and not stopping and trying to cause a civil war, because they know Trump needs to clean house. We'll go to Hagman here in just one moment. But first off, holding the longest here would be Kimberly in Idaho. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. It's so nice to talk to you. I have wanted to talk to you for so long. It's so hard to get through on the phone sometimes. I just wanted to know, why isn't George Soros and his son charged as an enemy of the state? I mean, we could use the money that he has leveraged against, currency crashing to pay down our national debt.
Sure. And it's the same reason I'm still on air. Is I'm protected by God, he's protected by the devil. That's the best info we've got. And he knows where all the bodies are buried. He's got all sorts of trap doors and naked shorts and threatens to wreck the economy. So the globalists act like they want to work with Trump, but then under the surface attack him. So Trump's trying to not have a war. He's trying to just fix things and have so much prosperity they back off. But now Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Bloomberg, they've all, CNN, have all come out and said, dump your stocks, bring down Trump, which means bring down the people, and that the prosperity's over, to try to sabotage this nationalist movement. Just like with Brexit, the EU unelected tyranny is trying to sabotage them. And so this is all like a Mexican standoff where everybody's got guns on each other. We'll talk to Hagman about that in a moment, but they are really hyping economic downfall, trying to think we're so dumb that if they're successful in a depression or a recession expanding, that somehow it's Trump's fault when he had everything turbocharged and working. So they're trying to blow this Trump rocket up on the tarmac. In fact, we'll just have Hagman co-host with these callers and then get to the latest on Pizzagate at the bottom of the hour. But that's a great point. You know, Hagman, I got these callers on and then pop back in, Kimberly, in a moment. Of course, Hagman and Hagman, the talk show, very popular. And of course, they have a law enforcement advisory group, and they also have the Northeast Intelligence Network with HagmanReport.com. I'm not going to go over your whole bio in the interest of time, but clearly they're openly trying to plunge the stock market and the economy right now, Doug, to kill the economy. What do we do? How do we respond to this? What can you add to what she just said? Why Soros is allowed to overthrow countries, fund the Islamic Jihad, overthrow of nations, total evil, try to bet against the dollar. They're in the news saying plunge the dollar. Why? Why is he allowed to do this?
Great question. And by the way, Soros also, the fingerprints of George Soros are also on the anti-Trump initiative to extremely vet or extreme vetting of the refugees or the immigrants coming in. But as to the why, it's my view, and based on everything I've been told, is the fact that there's two types of politicians inside the Beltway, those that are bribed and those that are compromised. And so you're seeing this, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, you're seeing this pushback. You're seeing this this fear of being exposed, whether it's the immorality of the politicians or of the criminality of the politicians. So there's this hands-off, soft-glove approach to people like Soros and those people who he funds and backs. And Soros is behind a lot of stuff, but it's just not him. It's there are
sure, others. He's the focal point of that whole shadow global system.
Exactly. Yeah. So, and you had mentioned earlier in the program, they want to take Trump out. There's three different methods. Robert David Steele, I'm sure you're familiar with them. Three different ways to take Trump out. One, of course, is by assassination. God forbid. The second, of course, is through impeachment, which the articles of impeachment are being compiled via David Brock, Media Matters for America, and the Soros-funded groups there. And the third, of course, is to just make the next 4 years a living hell for Trump and every person that is backing Trump through the riots and protests. Again, Soros' fingerprints are all across that, as well as David Brock and many of the same people. So
we're going to get to that more in a moment. Kimberly, anything else?
Oh, yeah. I just wanted to ask you, too. I want to know if Hillary Clinton and Obama are going to be investigated and jailed. I mean, he wasn't even an American citizen, and he was our president.
No, that's right. The only promise that Trump hasn't kept so far is he said, if I become president, you should be in jail. Now, technically, he's not breaking a promise because it's not the president's job to do that. He's trying to appoint Sessions, who said, you know, if I'm confirmed, I will recuse myself when we go after Hillary. So he's not leaving a question mark in there. He's saying they're going to go after him. So I think that's why they're desperately fighting Trump so hard. But that's a good question, Doug.
Yeah, I have no doubt in my mind that that's on the agenda of the – that's on Trump's agenda. I think a couple of things right now, the Sessions appointment, obviously, confirmation, that and also that he's going to do some house cleaning within the various intelligence agencies, including but not limited to the FBI.
Yeah, there's moles everywhere, and he's also got to jumpstart the economy so that people are on his side when he moves against the enemy.
Exactly. And that's – I've been told by a couple of FBI agents – directly that, hey, there's a lot of things are taking place right now. Many of the career people don't like it. Some of the newcomers don't like it, but the moral people do, in fact, welcome it. So we're going to see some things happen. And we've already seen, as you alluded to earlier, we've already seen some things take place, including some arrests that were related to some pushback by the NYPD and the investigators from the
winner. And you said that was coming. We're going to go to that coming up at the bottom of the hour. We're going to skip this break for more time. Thank you, Kimberly. Great questions. Let's talk to Kevin in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. I was thinking about this whole stock market analogy, and I equate it to, I feel like JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and all the big banks that are trying to implode the stock market. They're kind of like the cowboys of the old West and Tombstone. And everything was going fine because there was no opposition, but now Donald Trump and Mike Pence roll in and they're like Wyatt Earp and Doc Holliday and they're trying to restore some law and order.
Absolutely. I mean, Pence, I'm really impressed with Pence now. Didn't know him that well. Trump, I'm so impressed. It's crazy. And again, if you just joined us in the first hour, I covered it. AP, Reuters, CNN, MSNBC, just the communist Chinese, everybody is betting, naked shorting Soros, trying to drive down our stock market, trying to drive down the dollar to blame Trump. And they're so arrogant, they're saying, we're going to plunge it to make him look bad. It's like, we're going to burn your house down to make you hate your neighbor and blame it on him. But you're telling me you're going to burn it down. Again, it's the arrogance, Doug.
Absolutely. It's... yes, and I think Trump is doing a fine job with keeping his enemies close and everybody under surveillance, and that's kind of our mantra as well.
Sure, and of course we're not saying surveillance in the classical Big Brother sense, but he's watching what everybody's doing, watching what they're saying, watching what they do, and basically making a list. Because listen, I'm not somebody that wants authoritarianism. We've been invaded by globalists. We've been taken over. These are horrible people. At the top, they're a bunch of pedophiles. And so the gloves are off. They're openly in hundreds of publications saying kill Trump. They're openly saying kill their opposition. They're shutting down free speech. They're a foreign army. Gloves are off, okay? And it's not because I have some fantasy about authoritarianism. I hate it. But we're in emergency cancer surgery here. And so, quite frankly, he's been very restrained right now. I'm just wondering, like you said, when the point comes, when the gloves come off. Because to have all these major writers and people saying, let's kill Trump, that's not free speech. That's illegal. I mean, I'm sure you saw, Doug, the former deputy of the Department of Defense went around last week and on TV and radio and print and is organizing a coup, saying it's okay. Coups are no big deal. Let's have one. I mean, that's like terrorism. I mean, it's classic. I guarantee you, if I was like organizing in public, robbing a bank, I would be arrested within hours. And I should be, or the cops aren't doing their job. This is flagrant illegal. So I'm going to trust the president, but he's holding back, I think, because he knows they're wanting to bait him in. I was in D.C. I've seen the footage all over the country. They're targeting women, beating women up. They're saying kill Trump. They're clearly trying to bait him into some kind of move. Even when he does what he said he would do to control the borders and people coming in unvetted, they block that and say it's outrageous authoritarianism. So I think they're trying to set him up as a dictator.
Yeah, I think so as well. And look at people like Robert Reich, the former head of the Department of Labor, for example, coming out and saying, the protests, the rioters, the people who were brought in to create all this havoc and damage, were in fact paid by Trump people, pro-Trump people. This the entire mess here.
It's come out every time that it's the Soros and the Democrats doing it. Sorry, go ahead.
No, it just gives a whole new name to Reichstag, I suppose. But what you said is exactly right, and this is what I'm hearing again from my people inside the Beltway, is the fact that, all right, we have to watch this. We can't fall for the bait. We have to be smarter than they are and not react but respond. And there's a difference between reacting and responding, and, of course, this is what Donald Trump is attempting to do based on the information I'm getting.
All right, let's finish up with calls and get into the latest news. I don't want to call it Pizzagate, but everybody knows what that means now. Again, the media knew that we were on to the emails and all the weird sex trafficking stuff and spirit cooking and occult stuff, and we don't know who's innocent, who's guilty. It's all confusing, but there's definitely a lot of weirdness going on. We're told by sources it's wiener and child porn charges and underage stuff, sending photos. That's all come out now. So we're confirmed there. Suddenly, New York Times, Washington Post, others, CNN go, oh, look at this poor pizza place, the center of the WikiLeaks, claiming they're killing kids in a basement here. We look at the place. It's a little weird. It's got Democrats involved. But, basements with kids and Hillary, no. They then strawman us and say that we're saying that to divert off the tens of thousands of emails, the cornucopia of sickening behavior. Now, though, we can double back and say, see, what we originally talked about is coming out, and you suddenly see law enforcement moving against these networks, which is what Doug Hagman said they would do after Trump got into office. We're 2 weeks in. We're now 17 days in. Less than 2.5 weeks in, Doug has been proven crystal absolute on target with that. But we go back to the last interviews with Doug. Hadn't been on since then. We're going to wait and see. Not that I didn't trust him. We were just waiting to have him back on. It's happening now. So we'll get his latest intel coming up. But right now, who's been holding the longest here? Chris in Virginia. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's why I believe it was very important for him to go with the blitz-style attack of coming at everything, because I believe that they knew that the Democrats' only strategy was the stall tactics, and the only thing, the way to apply pressure on Congress is to work in a way that Congress is not used to. if you move real fast, they got a lot of things going on so that they're going to have to eventually get the gears of Congress rolling so they can get these laws going. And plus, it throws a little diversion to his enemies so he can get other things done. Your thoughts?
I agree. You're totally, you ought to host this show. Chris, I'm serious. You just crystallized what I've said in hours. Trump shouldn't get caught up on this immigration ban and the Ninth Circuit that's totally socialist and the most liberal, and like he's getting beat and having a perfect record. He just needs to keep blitzing, and just run him over. Doug?
I totally agree, and I think he's going to have to watch. I think he is already watching and being very careful about who his friends in Congress are, who his close associates are. A report just came out recently that a number of lawmakers, I believe eight and counting, have been funded or have received funds from George Soros, for example. So all of that said, I think that Trump is perhaps in one of the most critical positions where he's going to have to be a lot smarter, his tactics a lot more incisive against the enemies that are coming against him. And I think he's doing just that. So I think that what we're seeing here is a very, very well gamed out plan by Trump and his advisors.
I've got to say, and I don't just say this to be gushing, because I almost don't want to be gushing, but I just got to be honest. Trump is ridiculously good and ridiculously smart. I mean, this is a godsend, and I want to get your take on that, but I want to get Chris's take on that. Chris, I mean, if you look what he's actually doing, all he's doing is trying to flood the people with prosperity and trying to secure our nation. And he's so good, I can't believe it. And it actually brings tears to my eyes to see all these ignorant people telling lies when all he's trying to do is help them. And then to see the media trying to promote killing him. I'm wondering what happens if they do kill Trump. Go ahead, Chris.
That's why it's more important for him to do this transparency thing that he's doing. You notice that everything he's doing, he's showing us what he's doing, what's being on. I've never seen this before. I've never seen such transparency. And I believe that shining that light on that transparency, that's what's giving him the protection, as well as God and a lot of the info warriors and good patriots out there. And he's getting a lot of help now. I never seen nobody go off over an appointment of a number two at the CIA. What is that all about? And, you know, so Trump just got to stick with the script, and we'll be fine.
I hope so, because I tell you, Doug, the epic time we're living in, I mean, just from an interesting perspective of what's going on and happening, it's so incredible how more happens in a day than used to happen in a year. What would you call this time we're in right now?
Biblical, in a word, biblical. I think epic is correct as well.
I think biblical is better. You're right.
Yeah, but I think we're also seeing, after 8 years of do nothing, say nothing, nothing gets done, I think we're seeing a cultural, social, and spiritual whiplash that occurs when all of a sudden you have somebody get in office and says, okay, I'm going to do exactly what I said I'm going to do, and shows the American people that. And that, of course, is a shock to many people that, hey, there's stuff getting done. So biblical, epic, and definitely it's great to see some things getting done.
That's right. That's right. Donald in Michigan, go ahead. You're on the other one. Come back with the news. We're talking about how they're trying to plunge stocks publicly. I mean, talk about nasty. Donald, what do you think is happening?
I think it's just a simple, feeble attempt to inhibit growth by deterring investors from involving themselves in the betterment of the U.S. infrastructure. It's pretty simple. Like, they're just trying to do anything they can to deter them.
I agree. It's called sabotage, and how do they announce sabotage and then think they won't get blamed if they're successful?
People aren't educated enough to do their own research. It's pretty basic. They've got enough people under a hypnotic spell almost.
I agree. Let me just show new TV viewers some of these articles. I think that we're just making this up while you and Doug talk. Goldman Sachs says Trump rally has been curbed. Goldman Sachs economists are starting to worry about Trump president. Time to sell the dollar on erratic Trump policies, J.P. Morgan. Treasuries, gold rise, U.S. stocks slip with oil, market rap. They're really trying to raise interest rates on Trump right now. Where do you think this goes, Donald?
They're doing the best they can to shut down any avenue of growth that Trump has to offer. And I'm not 100% even for any candidate, but I'm definitely 100% against this info.
Absolutely. This is sick. All right. Thank you. God bless, Donald. All right. Now I'm going to come back with the big news, give Doug the floor here to recap what happened with so-called Pizzagate. And it's not fair in America. If I put Pizzagate in the headline, It won't. It'll be delisted by YouTube. It'll be on our channel, but it can't get on any list as it climbs. Like Joe Rogan has the record podcast he's ever had, didn't show up anywhere on iTunes or YouTube. It's blocked. You have to go find the actual link to even get it. It should be in all the best of top feeds and get 50 million views.
On the run.
But it's still number one. You still got beat.
Jones and the GCN we'll be back. Radio Network.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. I actually don't even think about food. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad, does it attacks belly fat? Well, let me tell you, it did. The second month is where I saw a drastic change in the size of my stomach. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We are now only 17 days into the Trump presidency, and Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, everybody else have announced they want to implode the economy to try to discredit Trump and bring him down. Remember, with Brexit, the EU openly said, we will destroy your stock market. We will make you poor. We will let our unelected bureaucracy run you. Just like Hitler bombed England and tried to make them surrender, I don't think that's going to work too well. Wow, what a time to be alive. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got so much I want to do with reporters and crew and amazing people we found that joined the team to really change the world. You think InfoWars, thanks to your support, has already gone far? We've only gotten to the platform level we need to really dominate the globalist. I want in the arena with their biggest systems, and I am in the arena. I'm hurting them bad, but I want to crush them. And I'm ready. It's my duty. I don't want to say I'm not afraid. It's beyond that. It's got to be done. I will take them on. And we finally have the skills, the understanding. We've been through the trials. We're now at the skill level to go to the next level. And I say that very humbly. We carry the light in the dark of the night. We're ready to set those brush fires everywhere, and we need your support. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Roger Stone's new book, The Making of a President, signed and discounted 25% or 20%. And it's already a bestseller. I'm just discounting everything. That's what I do. And we have the nutraceuticals, 10% off on the Secret 12. We have the DNA Force. We have the Brain Force, Nootropic, that's our bestseller. We have the X2. And we also have the water filtration Alexa Pure gravity fed system that cuts out all the garbage. 20% off, 25% off right now. And that's already the lowest price out there. I've got it in it today. They told me, they said, fine, one more day. And the Alexa Pure Breeze air filters. Take control of your life with basic things like water, where you get most of the toxins that you end up ingesting, and the air. These are great systems for your children's rooms. They're only $147 for the air filter, $149 for the water filter, or vice versa. You cannot beat these deals. Go do your own research, and then know that you're also supporting the tip of the spear, the entire spearhead, and the fight for human liberty. InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And there's also a lot of other great Patriot T-shirts and the amazing nanotech body armor gear and the lower thirds, and they're the best out there with the copper inlays and just so much more. Check it out for yourself today and know that you're doing so much when you fund InfoWars, because, I mean, the body armor has a 5.0 rating. I can't even tell the story, but a major intelligence agency called up and said, does that really stop even pistol rounds through rifles? And that's the, you know, the Pentagon's been using it, and state police have been using it. We're like, yeah, no, it's real. I mean, it's that crazy. Developed in Texas, made right here in the USA. We get the exclusive to civilians first because we have patriots inside these laboratories. So this comes out of one of the big defense laboratories developed at the University of Texas. There's so much there. And I tell you, it is Twilight Zone. Look at the intel we get. It's Twilight Zone. Secret Service says, hey, we're going to come meet with you in Austin in the next month when I'm at the RNC in Cleveland. Sure enough, about a month later, all right, we're ready to meet with you at a disclosed location. Hillary Clinton's falling down all the time. She's having seizures every 25, 30 minutes. She's having to go into medical tents all the time. They tend to get her to go into one before or usher her into one after. Millie Weaver and her team caught Hillary for 45 minutes inside a medical tent with emergency stretchers. 5 days later, she collapses in New York, gets caught on tape. I mean, we have real sources. And I said it, everybody knows that. He told you about Benghazi and everything first. But Doug Hagman, from his sources, confirmed that they were looking at not just political stuff and not just, you know, the sellout to foreign governments on the foundation with her husband. You know, that's Hillary's girlfriend's husband, Wiener. They weren't just looking at that and Uma Abedin. They were looking at child porn pictures. And so before it was ever even in the news, or even rumored, we broke it. That's New York, not some pizza place. David Brock's boyfriend as a diversion. And so now that's come out, and pedophile networks are getting arrested. 474 in L.A. alone, hundreds all over the country. This is a big deal, and this is their control arm. So I want to have Doug Hagman, who's a humble guy, take the floor. I'll interrupt every 5 seconds. I'll just write notes here while you're talking. Lay out the history of this, what you think they did with Pizzagate, where this is going, and what these new developments are, and what we were told. You were told, and I separately, just be cool, wait till Trump gets in, you'll see action. We're starting to see it. The question is, what's coming next? And no wonder the bad guys are fighting so hard to remove Trump, because, you know, Trump doesn't like pedophiles. He doesn't like people that grab kids out of the back of their yard and take them to slave dungeons.
No, you're exactly right, Alex. And I think just to kind of set the stage a little bit, just so people understand, in terms of the systemic issue, the systemic problem with respect to pedophilia inside and outside of the Beltway, right now the ICMEC, which is the International Center for Missing Children, estimates that 8 million children are reported missing every year around the world. And of that number, an estimated 800,000 children will go missing here in the United States. And that's at a rate, by the way, of over 2,000 missing children each day. And that just is mind-blowing. However, there's 466,950-odd cases are entered into the NCIC or the FBI's National Crime Information Center on an annual basis. Now, having said all of that, that kind of lays out the groundwork of what we're dealing with. Now, advanced to October 3rd of last year, there was a document dump on WikiLeaks, the Podesta emails, and I think there were several email dumps. Citizen journalists and investigators had caught whiff of some interesting terminology that had already been on the FBI watch list in terms of, well, code words used by pedophiles. And if I can just interject something here, just to be clear, I think you handled that whole Pizzagate whole issue very eloquently when you pulled back with respect to Pizzagate, because this is not just Pizzagate. This is this is the currency. Children are the currency, unfortunately, and human trafficking of the currency is a currency of the globalists. And
it's the currency of the religion.
Yes, both. I mean, it's a spiritual crime, but it's also one of it's just horrific. But having said all of that, just to bring it back to where we were when we spoke. Of course, the Podesta email leaks had suggested some sort of code that was going on within the emails. And having said all of that, you have to excuse me. That's my.
We love it. We love dogs.
That's actually a ringtone. So anyway, so once the Podesta emails had been exposed, the citizen journalist said, wait a minute, there's something here. And as they began to investigate, they began to connect some dots between John and Tony Podesta, for example, the old friends of Jeffrey Epstein, Dennis Hastert, and Clement Freud. And then that expanded into the Clinton Foundation, and he just kept going and going and going. And it suddenly developed James Alefantis, who is the former lover of David Brock, and David Brock, of course, Media Matters for America, and other NGOs and nonprofits. That's how that whole Pizzagate aspect got kind of involved in this.
And then that got tied into Haiti, and a lady that got busted shipping a bunch of kids in, and on and on and on. And right. Like Podesta's brother in the Washington Post saying, I've got deviant art of naked kids with their butts paddled, and just weirder and weirder. And rock bands at the pizza place saying our preference is children. And just, it's like, what the hell's going on here?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's ridiculous. So we have all of that. And then, of course, at the same time, you had the server scandal going on, or the server investigation, and the FBI going to whom Obidin's now ex-husband, Anthony Weiner, or whatever, at the time, her husband, and saying, wait, there's all kinds of classified documents here, over 650,000 classified documents on the computers at the Weiner/Obidin household. So, all right, so you've got that, and that kind of overlapped into the sexting, or depending how you look at it, the sexting with a 15-year-old girl from North Carolina overlapped into the FBI investigation of the secured files, the top secret classified files on the unauthorized laptop. And that kind of dragged Hillary into this as well, because some of the emails of Hillary's were found on that laptop, of course. But it's more than a laptop. It's a desktop. It's thumb drives. It's a modem. Trust me when I tell you, there's a lot of pieces to this focused around Weiner.
It's a whole enterprise of her selling data.
Yeah, exactly. So then you've got this task force that's investigating the child sexting, this child porn thing with Wiener. And then, of course, you have the FBI and the other investigators, the federal investigators, focused on the secret documents or the classified documents. So there was this kind of a push and pull fight that took place in real time, and according to my sources, in real life, with between investigators. Well, all right, just to give you some idea, I do have information that the task force assigned to the sexting scandal of Anthony Weiner, shall we say, made insurance copies of some of the documents, if not all of the documents that were found on the laptop. So there's that. There's documents reportedly that are in the custody of some very moral, upright people that belong or that were resident on the computers owned by Wiener. And not the, I'm not talking about the classified stuff. I'm talking about the sexting stuff.
Pervert stuff.
Yeah. All right. So having said all of that, the task force itself said, okay, we need to do something. We need to move on this. There was pushback by the FBI, by the feds. And what happened was Comey was kind of caught in the middle. As much as Comey was caught in the middle of this. He had to act. So I think part of his decision to come out right before the election had.
And that's what I was told by other sources. That's why he had to go back and forth, because right. he didn't want to look like either way, but he still had to do his duty. And so now Trump knows that. That's why he's basically retaining.
Exactly. And you're right on the money with your sources. So here we are, and people are saying, well, what about all of this? If this really truly did exist, then there would be people doing things about it. There'd be arrests being made. Well, true. However, there's an issue with the Justice Department, Department of Justice. What do you do without an attorney general? What do you do with a very antagonistic group?
Yeah, it's clear. There's a civil war going on. That's why they're battling everything Trump's doing, try to keep him getting in position.
Right. And by the way, that's why I believe, and based on information I received, that Prosecutor Preet Bharara in the Southern District of New York was retained because he has some information about this and he intends to go forward.
Exactly. And let's say the Death Star is the good guys, not the bad guys in this. The Death Star has got to clear the planet to fire. They've already launched their X-Wings to blow up Trump before he can get clear to fire. And it's just like the movie, but Luke Skywalker's the bad guy in this one. We're trying to get clear to fire on him, but the president's not clear to fire yet. But I heard from little birds that this would happen about 2 weeks ago. It started rolling up other networks to put pressure on their California network, their Pennsylvania network, their Florida network, so that they are totally panicked, even if they're able to destroy all the evidence in this area, that we would see the bust to begin. We're seeing unprecedented child porn bust right now, of not just child porn, but the actual sex slaves. So do you have any intel on that?
Yeah, well, and I think one of the artifacts or one of the consequences from the take from the Wiener / Abedin / Clinton emails was the 474 arrests made in Los Angeles County. 55 victims were rescued, as a matter of fact, in this massive Southern California child trafficking network dubbed Operation Reclaim and Rebuild. But there are other key issues here or key cases that...
And notice the Trumpian language, reclaim America, rebuild America, starting with our children.
Exactly. And
reclaim it from the pedophiles, rebuild morals.
Exactly. Yeah, and that involved more than 30 federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies. And I was going to mention that. Great pickup on that. And, of course, we saw the Bucks County, Pennsylvania arrest here that made the news back at the end of January.
And I'm told there's a lot not making the news. I'm told some people are so bad, it's just bye-bye.
Yeah, there was a Long Island priest that was just arrested here this past it was about a week ago. Christopher King, the priest with the St. James Episcopal Church in Long Beach, New York. But there was also a case.
And again, that's getting people to talk, right? That's rolling up their procurers, correct?
Yeah, low-hanging fruit. And that's kind of, if they can't or would somehow be disallowed, or if things didn't go properly with respect to the evidence that they did have. And this is one of the things I ran into as an investigator. Sometimes you might get a piece of evidence that you can't use because...
And I should add, you've written books a decade ago on satanic ritual abuse and just this stuff. So I should add, you're a leading expert on this.
Well, and Russ Dizdar, for example, who's an associate, he's really informative in terms of the satanic ritual abuse of this. In fact, my book, Save My Blood, I had no idea what I was into back in the mid-80s when I was investigating the murder of my uncle, and a parallel investigation with respect to satanic ritual abuse I stumbled into, and that's what my book, Save My Blood, is about. But having said all of that, we're seeing the real-life case come forward here with the systematic pedophilia and satanic ritual abuse taking place in the United States with respect to Pizzagate and the emails.
And isn't that how it works, though? You have a good heart, you love God, you're nobody's perfect, but you're not a pedophile, I'm not either. We love God, we want justice. You're off just doing good, not backing down, and you break through a wall, and it's like, what the, it, what? You know, that's how my life is. It's like, it's that bad?
Yeah, it's and this is something, I mean, a lot of times we stumble into and you stumble into, and but we're there for a purpose, I believe. And I think you've done a tremendous job, by the way. Your sources are 100% accurate, but you got to be in that position. We have to play our positions and be in position for the sources to give us information and to make a difference.
And to never burn those sources.
Exactly. You do it once, and you might as well just fold up shop and go home, because you're not going to be trusted by anyone again.
I know. Some of the stuff I know I wish I could talk about. I feel bad not saying some of this stuff, but I understand. Like, we've had people jump the gun on announcements before, and then it blows up a whole operation. And all I'm saying is there are really good people in the government dedicated. Some of the worst people are in the government. Some of the best are in the government. And this is quite a time to be alive, isn't it, Doug?
Oh, indeed it is. We are looking, I believe, at a time like no other. But we have to play our positions. And I just admire what you do.
I admire you. It's just good to be in this together, fighting a bunch of child-raping devils. And again, folks, we're not child-raping devils, so we don't believe it. I don't believe it either, except it's really happening. It's like, what? People kidnap kids and torture them? Yeah, folks, they do. It's a fact.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years? and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall. There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
After, and then David and I should take over. He's got a lot to cover. He's going to play some excerpts from Trump's latest speech at CENTCOM. I know we got a lot of great callers, too. Matt wants to talk about the economic collapse. Judge blocking executive branch, Soros, son. Reinstate military officers that Obama snubbed. Maybe I'll take a few of these calls in the next segment, but I got to let Hagman go. His website, where you can find out about his show and more, is HagmanReport.com. Does his own daily broadcast. Such an asset to have him, and he's so on target with what he says. I threw Hagman 10 years ago going, they're bringing in jihadis and letting them build training camps. There's a plan to flood Europe later and bring in a caliphate. I'm like, that guy's fear-mongering. But then most of what he said, it was true, so I was like, wow, I better get him on. And then now it's all come true. But it's just like, again, we don't think like that. You know, I feel guilty if I drink the last milk out of the jug at night knowing my kids will want it in the morning, or, you know, or if I don't do the laundry and I'm lazy and, you know, let the family do it, or you know what I mean? Or I let the garage get dirty. I'm racked with not even guilt, like conscience. And then meanwhile, I mean, it's so alien to me to kidnap kids and rape them or kill them. But this is going on historically. It's a fact. And look at the Catholic Church and look at Penn State, look at Boys Town, and look at all of it. It just keeps coming out. There is this cult. So in the last 4 minutes, other key points, Doug Hagman, about where all this is going, what your intel is telling you.
Well, one kind of a side note or a footnote in this, it's rather interesting, as I was looking at the anti-Trump protest, the Women's March, and I may have mentioned this, but I want to just reiterate this. It's interesting because those who preach the inclusiveness and tolerance, like the women's people that sponsored the Women's March, I found it very interesting that in addition to Linda Sinsauer, who wants to, one of the co-founders of the Women's March, who wants to bring Sharia into the United States, the overlap between the perversity of people in the government and outside of the government and those that are pushing these demonstrations, for example.
Extreme Islam is very perverse and satanic, so it meshes together.
Yeah. Well, in fact, sharing the dais with Linda Sinsauer, it was Donna Hilton, and come to find out, she served a number of years, two decades in prison.
For kidnapping.
For kidnapping, right. So you've got that.
Didn't they kill him too, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. It's horrible.
That's what I mean, though. And it's not like one of the women leaders is like that. They're like, oh, bank robbing, killing, Sharia. They write books about sexual mutilation. They're just a bunch of crazy people.
Yeah, and people, I really want people to understand, and you've done a great job pointing this out, the overlap between things like what is known as Pizzagate or the pedophilia, large-scale pedophilia, Seville to D.C. and beyond, the overlap between that as well as the anti-Trump protests. These are some of the same people, the same fingerprints, the same tactics.
And that's why they beat up women and other people in wheelchairs.
Yeah. Exactly. You're exactly right. So we have to look at, in my view anyway, we have to look at the larger picture. And again, I just props for the way you handled.
Oh, please stop it. Props to you, brother. We're all in this together. Oh,
yeah, but you know what? The way that this was playing out, Boy, you were on some tenuous ground there, okay, with respect to Pizzagate. And I saw how you were getting roped in, and that was immediately taken care of. So that's a good job. But we have to keep looking, I think, in my view, at the bigger picture here. We have to keep our wits about us to make sure that we don't fall for any kind of we don't get sucked into anything that would.
No, I agree. We've got to be as wise as serpents, as peaceful as doves, as Moses said, and just pray for guidance because. I always try to go with my gut weeks before. I kind of let it run away with me with some of the crew. And then they're great, too. I just got to go with my gut. It was definitely a setup. And now you see it coming out, though, what they didn't want to come out. So praise God for that. Doug Hagman, look forward to having you back up very soon. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
Wow. So we'll be right back with the fourth hour. I'll introduce David Knight coming up. I got a few phone calls first. Stay with us. Infowars.com/show. They don't like this broadcast, folks.